Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS. Diet high in fiber is tied to a lower risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes in teenagers, according to new findings from Michigan State University. Professor Joe Carlson from MSU's Division of Sports and Cardiovascular Nutrition and the Department of Radiology leading the study, and he joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Now, typically when we think about things like diabetes and heart disease, we think about saturated fats, high sugars, cholesterol. In your study, did those types of things not play as big of a risk factor as some might think?
Great question. So, yeah, what we did was compare dietary fiber intake per 1,000 calories to saturated fat and dietary cholesterol, and we quantified the caloric level. And the reason we did that is, yeah, it wasn't clear what is more to these risk factors related with this metabolic syndrome. So when we did the analyses, the relationship was very strong with dietary fiber. So as you eat more plant-based foods, there's less cardiovascular risk factors. That does not mean there wasn't a relationship with saturated fat, high sugar intake.
Well, it's certainly known that a high fiber diet is healthy for adults and or certainly our elderly. Is this the first time we're looking at fiber in relation to our teens?
This isn't the first time. However, in terms of the sample size that was evaluated, a study like this that did a head-to-head comparison with saturated fat and dietary fiber, yeah, this is the largest study.
When you refer to the metabolic syndrome, what exactly is that?
So metabolic syndrome is a cluster of risk factors, and there's a criteria where there's five risk factors. And these include waist circumference, blood pressure, fasting levels of high-density lipoprotein, so that's the healthy, happy cholesterol, so HDL, triglycerides, and then also glucose. So those five parameters, if an individual has three or more of them, they're defined as having metabolic syndrome.
I know obesity is a big problem with our youth. Now, do we have any idea of what percentage of our teens have this metabolic syndrome?
So in this age group, fortunately, the overall numbers that have, you know, full-blown metabolic syndrome is still under 10%. However, one thing we found in our study, 70% of these 12 to 19-year-olds had at least one of these cardiovascular risk factors.
So do most teenagers then not get enough fiber on a daily basis?
Yeah, with respect to overall intakes and recommendations, similar to adults, yeah, most adults do not attain the recommendations. And, yeah, that's true with adolescents as well. So the recommendation for females is 25 grams a day, and for males, it's 38 grams, and that's from the National Institute of Health with the dietary reference intakes.
I see, 25 and 38, and how many grams do teenagers and adults here in America typically get of fiber a day?
So the average adult in the U.S. gets around 15 grams of dietary fiber a day, and most of the data on adolescents, it's right around 13 grams.
Oh, so less than half of what they should be consuming. I'm talking to Professor Joe Carlson of MSU's Division of Sports and Cardiovascular Nutrition and Department of Radiology. And we're talking about a study that that he is leading that just came out that finds that a diet high in fiber is tied to a lower risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes in teenagers. So what are the best and most convenient sources of fiber for teens, would you say?
Fiber-containing foods are the foods of plant-based origin. So fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes or beans, and then nuts and seeds also contain dietary fiber. So in terms of convenience, obviously pieces of fruit can be convenient, but additionally the type of bread one uses, if they're buying crackers, if you buy a cracker made with whole grains, brown rice versus white rice, whole grain cereals. So those are a few examples where individuals can incorporate those in.
You know, fiber supplements are nothing new, although they're not marketed to young people. Is that something that American teens should consider taking?
So great question. So if you take a fiber supplement, the difference is you're not going to get the wide variety of nutrients that you get in whole foods. So if you think about eating a variety of plant-based foods, you're going to get a variety of antioxidants, other vitamins, also minerals, which can be helpful for heart health. And then there's that, it's almost a buzzword, phytochemicals or plant chemicals that can be beneficial with respect to oxidative stress levels, inflammation. The fiber supplements themselves would not have that variety of nutrients contained in a variety of foods.
Since obesity is such a problem among children and adults here in America, does increasing fiber help reduce obesity?
Great question. There is some evidence that fiber intakes help with feeling of fullness or satiety. One example to look at is the Seventh-day Adventists, who typically are what are called lacto-ova vegetarians. So that means they consume some milk, some eggs, but they do not eat meat. And overall, Seventh-day Adventists have a much lower rate of obesity, and that's true with vegetarians overall.
Professor Joe Carlson of MSU's Division of Sports and Cardiovascular Nutrition and Department of Radiology. Joe, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.
And that wraps up this Black Friday edition of the Capital City Recap. Please send me any feedback you have, good or bad, to capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. That's capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. I'll be back on Monday at 6 p.m. right here on More Compelling Talk Radio. This is 1320 WILS.